Excuse me, Mr. Chat, Mr. Chat, Mr. Hanks. Excuse me.
Yeah, Wagwan, where you go? What's good?
Welcome to the Golden Globe.
Hey, now it's your boy Chat, and now the number one rude boy.
Oh, you just spit on me. God damn it. Yeah. So how are you? Like, I like this wardrobe you got going on.
Yeah, go on. I got it from the island. You know me here out in Jamaica, man. We big things. We
up
to
Jamaica.
Big things, boy. You know my father, Tom Hanks. You know he out here, big boy, rude boy.
To be just in his shadow like that, I'm sure it's very.
What you mean not in the shadow, boy?
I'm not saying like that. I'm just like,
you know, my name Chet Hayes. You know me dark skin because me come from the island. You know, boy, them here.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know the Faja here, but Tom Hanks gonna get the Golden Globe. We on the red carpet. You know, red just like the color of the Jamaican flag, man.
And what are those colors? You know,
it don't matter the colors, man. We talk. We here. You know, we white nation. I mean, Jamaica nation.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on?
Chet Hayes in the game.
Chet Hayes.
Y'all, you know me here. I like
this accent of yours. It's
what you mean, the accent? Cool. This is not my accent. This is where I'm from. You know, white boy from Jamaica.
Makes me want the dirty wine. I feel like the dirty
you're
wine.
You're going dirty wine all up in your poom poom.
I'm sorry, come again?
Oh, shit, that's my dad. Hey, dad. Sorry,
yes,
I was just doing an
Tom,
interview.
Timothy.
Dad, I swear.
Tom Devontae.
It wasn't me.
I'm sorry, Tom Hanks.
No,
oh,
dad,
my gosh.
I was just trying out for a role.
Wait,
I promise you, I'm not.
Your movie, though.
I'm not Jamaican.
Your thoughts. Is there going to be a Toy Story 5?
Okay, dad's gone.
Story 5.
Yeah, Wagwan, my pop here. He go away. Me dad, the man Woody from Toy Story. Wait, was he Woody?
Oh, my gosh.
Was my dad Woody? Was he Woody or Buzz?
He was definitely Woody.
He was Woody. Yeah, my dad Woody.
Oh, my gosh.
Just what they call my dick.
All right, thank you so much for this.
Woody.
I appreciate your time, Chad. I think it's time to go now.
Hey, now, give me the mic one time. Let me tell you. Me got an album. I'm coming out soon. Me rap it. In case you don't know me rap, check out my name Chet Hayes on the Instagram.
Going,
me out here.
Babe.
Boom, boom. Booyaka, booyaka, booyaka. We in the motherfucking booth. Let's drop one time. It's Chet Hayes, a.k.a. Chet Hanks, a.k.a. Chet your wallet, a.k.a. Chet your panties because I get them all moist. We here with Entangled Podcast. Booyah.
Oh, wow, because I get some shit to win.
Oh my god.
Your panties?
Chet your panties.
So when I saw that video again, of course, because I had to keep watching it, like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about?
You can't call him a nigga. Yo, first of all,
yes,
all right, for those who don't know,
I can.
This nigga, Chet Hanks, the son of Tom Hanks, was out here at the Golden Globes Awards. All of a sudden, he from the island, from the big island. He all of a sudden Jamaican and shit.
Babe.
I don't know what happened. I don't know how it happened. But like long time ago,
babe,
this man's like argued with, I think it was TMZ, talking about why it's okay to say the word nigga because he got black friends.
Nope, that's
and
not
he said
okay.
He said his black friends let him say it, so I guess it's cool, right?
I guess.
No?
No, not at all.
Listen, yo.
Because I have black friends, that's your excuse as to why we can do this?
Man, let me tell you something.
I don't know.
2020 been a hell of a year, bruh.
Yo.
Before we jump it, yo, it's a motherfucking Entangled Podcast.
I'm still scribbling out the 19s and be like, ah, shit, it's 20.
Oh, shit, still right in January, such and such, 2019. I do that shit faithfully. Yo, listen up, y'all. Okay. It's a motherfucking Entangled Podcast.
Ooh-ooh.
It's your second favorite host because I'm a humble nigga.
Come on, we're working
Teddy,
on it, 2020.
A.k.a. Shut the fuck up. First episode of the decade. Boy, put that dick in your ear. Get that eargasm. I'm going to edit that out. That was weird.
Nope,
I'm sorry.
Nope, I liked it.
I bet you did.
Make
you nasty.
Make it weird.
Make
put
it
that rubbery
wet
thing.
Now. Boy.
Put that rubbery thing in my
it's your boy.
Urine.
It's your boy Teddy, also known as Elijah, also known as the Bearded Peacock, here at Entangled Podcast on episode 20.
Oh, you cute.
28. That's how, I don't know.
28 was a year.
28 was a year?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. 28 was a fucking year. Yeah, you never lie. But, yo, let me get my everybody's favorite host, the one that y'all been waiting for. Go ahead, bust it down real quick, Tatiana.
It's your girl, bum bum, de boom boom. She got the rumps and all the junks and all the bumba in this beat. All right, that was a lot,
yeah. And I'm uncomfortable.
No, you're not.
Slash,
no, you're around.
Have like a semi chubby. I don't know.
Ew,
I don't know what's going on.
Wow. My parents listen to this.
Yo, and shout out, look, we got a big announcement that like y'all not even really gonna find out till you see the video for this episode.
I'm pregnant.
Hey, nigga, shut the fuck up. Shut your ass.
Like, no,
up.
I've been dissing it. Like, no, I've been dodging periods. Okay.
Bob and weave, babe. Bob and weave.
That's how I mean, I meant to say I was dodging pregnancies because I got my period.
Because
okay.
Before they used to call me, they used to call me the shooter. I was a sniper, and that joint like pew pew. But
that's
now
too soon. Like the sniper did happen like 10, 15 years ago.
That was last decade, bro. We in 2020. Cause
ooh, I'm sorry.
That's right. Leave that shit in the past.
Just forget it. My bad. Jeez.
But yo, so we gonna really talk about because. It's what? What's today? By the time y'all hear this, it'll be January, what, 20th or some shit?
Something
I don't know.
Like it, yeah.
Something like this. Y'all gonna hear this.
Whenever we feel like
it's gonna be January 22nd by the time y'all hear this fucking episode. It has already been a hell of a fucking year. Shout out to the year 2020, nigga. You know, you always be seeing the...
Because you can see it.
Because you got that 2020 vision.
What, babe? What are the lyrics? When you cross my mind. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, shout out to Tyler.
We're going to work on the lyrics.
I'm basing now.
Yes.
Like free basing? Free band.
No.
Free band. Future.
Okay, I got it.
So, but it's been a hell of a year, yo. There's already been so much going on, and we done started the year with this random white boy look like he in a white frat out here talking about he Jamaican, and it makes everyone uncomfortable.
He had himself a black woman.
You think he had a black girl?
I think he had himself a black
He got
woman.
Some black poom poom.
Because even too with his sideburns, you know where you have like that fade into your skin?
That's a
I
bar.
Was like, yo, he must have had a black woman.
Yo, get the fuck. You a head ass. You saw that video. It was like, hey, Chet, who your barber?
Maybe want to miss my short hair. For real, for real.
So you think he got some black poom poom, made him do the doom doom?
Absolutely.
I don't even know
he
that
ran
means.
Into that bump and was like, okay.
Hey, you girl with the tight up skirt. You made my head swell in my blood vessel burst.
Okay. Again, it's that swing poom poon that he had in his.
Why you sound?
June June.
I don't think that was a Jamaican accent.
June June was like not it.
And we also, about to be canceled for this accent. If, yo, no, fuck that. If Chet Hayes doesn't get canceled, by the way, Chet Hayes is his rap name. I keep calling him that.
Okay, I was like, what is his actual government name?
Chet Hanks. I don't think his real name is Chet. You know anybody?
Alexa.
Chet is not a real name.
What's
Chet is not a real
I realize we're not home. So.
Nigga, you got an iPhone. You call it for Alexa.
Siri, bitch.
She don't love you.
She doesn't.
But she loves me.
She love you for some reason. That's sexist.
That's all right. But,
sexist.
But like, do you think that was appropriation, cultural appropriation? Or do you think it was just like sheer ignorance?
So I will say ignorance because they were like, oh, you know, that was so inappropriate. People who are actually from the islands, that was like not. You weren't speaking patois. So he was like, oh, me apologizing was him running out of the Jamaican store or Jamaican restaurant with a platter and still speaking that nonsense.
Bruh,
that was his way of apologizing. I feel like it is kind of like appropriation because he really thought that he was like in these streets.
This man walked out of the Jamaican restaurant talking about, yo, me gone see the internet going mad. Like, nigga, what is you saying?
What are you doing?
And why don't you have friends in your circle that tell you, no, nigga, you sound stupid?
We don't need, in 2020, we don't need yes men. Like, I need you to tell me about my shit.
Tell me no.
Okay.
If I'm like, doing something stupid, just tell me no.
If you see me drunk as shit and I'm about to have another shot, hey, guess what? It's what? Time to put the drink down.
Brrr.
Because this ain't it, boo. Like, you look a hot fucking mess. Like, you about to Earl on like, ugh.
So, sis. So I don't know. You gonna call him sis though?
Is no, that what you're doing? No, that's I'm like...
On top of, you know, we got one man's talking about he's from Jamaica. We now got two royal people leaving the whole fucking country talking about we out here, fuck this shit.
This, honestly, a lot of the Black Brit tours were like, it's about time, nigga. Like,
I feel like
they've been waiting for them to leave. And I think America is just kind of like, what? There's prejudice? Like, there's
prejudice. You done made up a word of shit, prejudice.
I do what I want.
Hey, I'm cutting you off. Give me that drink. Give me that.
They're
cup.
Like, no, they're being prejudiced. Like, what? I didn't know that, you know, England can go through that. And I'm like, yeah.
Sure.
I don't understand why.
I wonder, hold
being
on,
in a different country, yo, makes it like so different.
I'm about to blow your mind. Cause what if, like, you know, there's hella Jamaican people in African, there's hella Nigerians in the UK out in London. What if Chet Hayes took a trip to the UK and then he was like, hey, we got a Black princess, Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
And he was like, shit, I might as well I might as well hop on a motherfucking bus. Let me find my ticket in. Let me figure out how I can drop the N word. Do Jamaican people like, how do you say nigga with a Jamaican accent?
I don't think they do that.
I'm sure they do.
I'm pretty sure they
Wagwan, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not okay.
That was weird.
That was weird. Yeah. Don't let that happen again.
Meghan Markle's low key, is that, I feel like I'm saying her name wrong, but I don't care.
Meg. But not the stallion.
The stallion. Meg the Meg the British stallion. Meg the loyal steed.
I like that. The loyal steed. Because, I mean, truth be told, like, he loyal to her, too.
But, like, she's like she's a national treasure, yo. I feel like, because everybody was like, oh, she's only in it for the money. She done had bread.
Right.
She'd have been caking.
But she's been in Hollywood.
That's what I'm saying. She got money. Yeah. So, like, so then you get into this royal money. Her, you know, what is it, pounds? And
yes.
Yeah, so they switched
the
her.
Yes,
yeah, switched her U.S. dollars to pounds. But she's still caking.
Yeah.
Now she a fucking Black princess and shit. Call her Princess Tiana.
I feel like the wedding didn't end prejudice.
They were faces. I didn't watch the whole jump. I just watched YouTube.
Everybody was there. Serena Williams, Beyonce, like Oprah. Like,
Oprah!
Like we was in there. But at the same time, like, you got to understand the history. And that's why, like, I've read a couple articles where a lot of Black Britons were just kind of like, this should have been ended because of our history in England. Now, granted, England doesn't go through the same type of, like, dealings of, like, colorism.
No, I feel like that's still colorism.
But like, the racial issues that we deal with in the United States
are not the same.
It's not. And me being, like, I lived in Germany for, what, 7.5, 8 years. I not once felt like my neighbors, like, because I'm a military brat. So half my
time. Why you telling me, nigga, I know?
Okay, but
I'm fucking you. What you talking about?
Wow, that's rude. And also,
I,
like,
apologize. I'm making sweet, passionate love. Oh, baby.
Okay, you can also say we're together.
No, no.
We are together.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
So, like, half the time that I was in Germany, of course, I was on a military base. But, like, the other 3.5, 4 years that I was in Germany, I did have German neighbors. Honestly, I feel like they kind of felt ashamed with this whole, like, you know, Nazi thing. Though they felt ashamed. So it's just kind of like, you know how, like, in America, we, or not we, because this ain't a collective thing.
This is
how they do the whole, like, Confederate flags. It's like a constant reminder of just slavery and just, like, oppression.
And that them niggas lost.
Yes,
but,
okay.
But does that exist?
Does not exist in Germany whatsoever.
Like, they try to bury
so
that.
So that's
shit.
Why it was always such a culture shock when I came to the States.
So then
I was
my question
10.
Is in the UK, Britain.
Yeah, in Great Britain. I just feel like the culture in Europe, it just seems like they, and also too,
we took a L, let's sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, like, I just feel like they don't really like to talk about past things.
It's a known unknown.
Yes.
So do you think then, because I ain't never been, honestly, the only place outside the country I've been is Canada and Mexico.
Hey.
Up and down. Wait, I said Canada. Yeah, up and down.
Up and down.
So do you think that they view people with the same prejudice that we do? Like, do you think that they view darker skinned people, those melanated, those people who have been kissed with the blessings of the golden sun, do you think that they view them lower in, like, this caste system type of thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I, you know,
as a teacher and shit, I looked at like all the religions and everything. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of this colorism shit is based on, you know, religious backgrounds. So like when you think about Hinduism, they Hindus in India have a caste system.
Yeah.
But also wasn't India conquered by?
Yeah, I was about to say, because the Indian culture was definitely like up in the Great Britain area as well.
And so they, for Hinduism, there is a caste system of like you, based on how you were born, what you were born into, this is where you live.
Yeah.
This is who you are to become. You're going to be a laborer. You're going to be a merchant.
Absolutely. It's the same thing, like the white and the blue collar.
It's based on God.
Yeah,
on God. So you were born from a certain section of God. And so then there's a group called the Untouchables that are like meant to be poor. And the only way that you can grow in to a higher caste system is by living your life and understanding that this is your caste.
Mm-hmm.
And when you die and you're reborn, if you lived a good life, you'll then move up in the system.
Yep.
So as an untouchable, you just have to be poor and broke and live your life eating scraps and like damn near homeless, what we would consider homeless. And you did well.
Yeah.
You die. You're going to come back as a merchant. You're going to sell shit.
Yeah,
so absolutely. Do you think that in the UK, that they view people of color in the same respect of like, because there was, like you said, there was so much slander to Meghan.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that it was just like, the slander came from just being mixed couples.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't.
And
like,
royal.
White. Yeah, and then being royal. One of the quotes that I saw was like, oh, she couldn't even eat avocados. I mean, some people don't really fuck with avocados like that, but that doesn't mean that she's just
avocado shit just started.
I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. And I'm just out here fronting.
Who the fuck? I was on fucking Pinterest. You got me hip to Pinterest.
You're welcome.
A nigga cracked an egg in an avocado and stuck it in the oven and then put salt and pepper on top of it. If that ain't the whitest shit, if that ain't the most unmelanated shit I've ever heard of.
But I just feel like it's a good filler, but like also, what did you expect? Like, avocados don't really have taste like that.
Niggas,
that's why
gonna
you put
sell
in
that
an avocado.
I bet,
or like
you go to brunch
guacamole
and that shit sell for $16.
Oh my gosh.
But so
don't get me started.
Oh my god.
On the gentrification of
brunch.
Brunch.
I feel like brunch
gosh.
As a whole is.
They were like, oh, if you want to go keto, you could take a hard-boiled egg and then cut
and
it
and shove
in
it up your
and
booty
then,
hole.
No,
and
no.
And you get all the protein.
But you use it as a sandwich. So you cut the thing in horizontal and you use it as the bread instead of using like actual bread and then put like the bacon and the cheese.
What kind of white people?
Babe.
I'm over it. I'm done.
When
I
saw that, it was like, oh, I got this at a bodega out in New York.
Random question. Is pussy keto?
Is pussy keto?
It's like just a protein.
If she has a yeast infection, then it's.
Wow.
Okay, because yeast is found in bread. So we can't have bread in keto. So if you have a yeast infection and I'm eating that shit, I broke the code.
Oh my God.
So I'm not doing that.
That's disgusting.
But,
oh my God. Episode's over. I don't want to record anymore.
You're welcome. It's a real thing. You know what? You can also get yeast infections by simply changing your soap. So it's not even like because you're peeing trifling. You can simply just have like.
It has nothing to do with that.
You can have a vaginal wedgie. Oh, you can have. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
What the fuck? So back to Meghan Markle. Yo. All right. So here's my proposal, right?
Okay.
Can we trade Chet Hanks?
Mm-hmm.
Can we trade him for Harry, Prince Harry?
Yeah.
And Prince Harry can be black because this nigga done ride or die for Meghan. Can we?
He is the epitome of support your queen.
And I think, you know, here's the thing. White people listen very closely. You know, Chet Hanks is like very in tune to the hip hop culture.
Okay.
So if you just trade him for a prince, you have now, you're basically the Fresh Prince.
Okay.
Of Hollywood.
And we like, out here in Philly.
So like you might as well, if you
what
like,
the fuck?
Yo, let's make this trade. Prince Harry, come to the black side because we're live.
Write
you
this shit down.
Yeah. Hey, call that nigga. Yo, call Prince Harry, tell him what's good.
Motherfucking.
Tell that nigga I got some yak. I got some Black and Miles and some yak for him.
Harry.
He didn't. Hey.
For shit.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Hex.
This nigga been diving in the black poom poom.
Exclamation.
You stupid as shit. Tell this nigga, come holla at us, yo. I will never you'll never hear me say this ever again.
I don't mind calling him Prince Akeem. I don't mind calling him like
your royal white penis is clean, Your Highness.
No, your royal pink penis is clean, Your Highness.
Oh my God! Wait, that means when we see Meghan, we can be like, she's your queen to be.
Somebody's up.
Your queen to be forever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Your queen who.
You gotta lean with it too.
His Highness desires.
Okay.
Queen. Yo, son.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm rooting for this man.
Please, man. The fact that, my God. Can we just, when Prince Harry comes to the U.S., we just throw rose petals at this nigga?
With some, like, Frankie Beverly Maze, Before I Let Go.
Before I Let Go.
And then we all just kind of just do the electric slide, like,
That's, this okay.
Because remember, like, when Prince Akeem had his dancers? Like, we could just like, do, like, ooh, right, ooh, da-da, ah. And I'm like, I don't want to do too much of that, but, like, we can also do a line dance and give him a plate from the cookout.
Yo.
Give him some double eggs, give him some green beans.
So that's my next question. Is Prince Harry now invited to the cookout?
Straight off the grill.
Is he now invited to the cookout?
Absolutely.
He is?
Absolutely. The fact that he took her out of that environment to be like, okay, you're just dealing with so much, like, bullshit, racist shit. Let's go.
That's dope, then.
And then, too, like, they want to work on being financially independent. Like, they don't want to, like...
But, like, they good. She's got bank, I'm sure. So, but my question, then, because now she's the breadwinner, because this nigga's money was tied... I don't personally know.
Right. But I was like, I don't think he tied...
I think most of his money's probably tied to the family.
Yeah.
Like, did he have major investments? That means now she's the breadwinner, which means... Prince Harry's low-key a nigga. He ain't got no job. He's just living off his woman's wage. He's a nigga.
He be in the bed like, all right, have a good day, babe.
He be in the bed. But all he got to offer is good dick.
Right.
He a whole nigga. Bring Prince Harry on, yo. Fuck that nigga Chet.
But the fact that, you know, he's advocating for her, I do think
it's beautiful. Like, team I support Prince all of it. Harry. I heard Oprah supported it, too.
Oh, absolutely. Because I feel like, I mean, look at Stedman. Stedman in the background, like, come on, boo, you doing great,
I don't know.
Sweetie.
I feel like that nigga
weight
Stedman
gain?
Got...
What weight gain?
Stedman got banked, yo. Plus, like...
I don't know. We don't know.
I don't know.
But compared to, like, a billionaire...
I mean...
Black woman?
Okay.
Does he really have banked like that?
No, he ain't got... I mean, but...
He got banked compared to my ass.
First of all, billionaires are irrelevant because y'all niggas just got money for no fucking reason. You ain't doing shit. This is why...
I won't have my own TV show...
Billionaires are bored of shit, and this is why they're running for the presidential election. This is why you got billionaires talking about, yeah, I want to be what's the nigga's name in New York? It don't even fucking matter. All I'm saying,
the one that recently dropped.
No, he just jumped in because he said, "I got money, nigga, so I'm trying to be a president," which makes it unfair. Which I feel like low key is why all these niggas have dropped out of the presidential election.
Because it's like money talks, not even like, oh, your influence. I feel like Kamala kind of like fucked up because she was just like, not advertising, but just kind of like fighting in the wrong states.
Kamala could have, if Kamala leaned into being a prosecutor.
Yes.
And really like, because everybody knew it. So she would have leaned into it. She would have been good to go. But the issue is, yo. Niggas, the Democratic debate looked like, first of all, I mean,
like a fucking joke.
It not even a joke. It looked like when you go on Street Fighter and you're trying to choose a character and there's too many fucking people. So now you got niggas dropping out. You got Kamala and left. Cory Booker just announced that he left because 2020 is a fucking dud. This year's trash. Fucking Bernie Sanders dropped out. Well, he didn't drop out, but he's about to drop dead. That nigga's like,
oh my God.
That nigga's like 2,000 years old. That nigga was around when Jesus was walking.
Yo,
so but it's actually, like.
I remember when segregation.
Oh my God, the
was up.
That was low key.
I remember when segregation.
That's really good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm really working on my voiceovers.
You're good at the presidents because you did the Trump a while ago.
Honestly, I'm trying to make some more income. If you can hire me, okay. I'm not even gonna talk anymore about politics.
Here we go.
I'm not gonna talk anymore about politics.
Nah, Den, I'm about to pitch it for you. Yo, right. If you want a presidential candidate to commentate your sex life, Then Fuzzy is the one.
This is not
Fuzzy
where
is the
go.
One. Go ahead. Do.
I don't think I like it anymore.
Here we go. Here we go.
I don't think I like it.
America.
You gotta do the hand.
Sasha and Malia.
So you gotta like have the thumb inside.
It's like right here.
Pointer,
it's right here.
And you gotta
right
just
here.
And it's just up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Up
there you
and
go.
Down.
There you go.
Sasha and Malia. Michelle, where is my
into the pussy?
Stop! Michelle? Not the pussy.
I'm about to jump up in.
No. Barack is a
Obama.
He is a punish. Virgin.
Them draws.
Don't do that. Duh, you're not gonna taint my image of Barack. Okay, he is a faithful
Michelle. I'm about to have
virgin
you, screaming
black man.
My hell,
with two kids
and a dog.
He's like Virgin Mary.
One of them smoked that big tree. One of them smoked that big tree, so she's about to be hanging out with Chet Hanks.
It's the one that went to the Ivy League school dealing with them white folks.
So she's about to be chilling with Chet Hanks, smoking that big reef out. Blah,
okay.
Blah, blah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was disrespectful.
It's okay.
Obamas, I love you. And I hope in the end of the year 2020 that you say that this is your favorite podcast. Because we love you all. We love the entire family, even the Poochies.
What is a Poochie? Describe.
The dogs.
Oh, the Poochies. Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know why. Like the bitches. Like,
but back to all, like everyone's dropping out. This is why I'm saying
it's hard.
This is why I'm saying 2020 is a fucking dud. Like everybody was like, yo, it's a new decade. We got a new insight, new vision into the new year.
Ooh, speak that.
And as soon as we got in the new year, we got our bitch ass neighbor, AKA El Trumpito, out here trying to start wars. Niggas was talking about the draft. The draft not fucking happening. But like, it's just a lot. There's so much happening. Even all the presidential candidates dropping out of the race. Like we said, like even outside of the U.S. bullshit is happening. We talked about Meghan and Harry. Yeah. It's just a lot of shit going on, and that shit is stressful.
And it's only the 16th.
That's what I'm saying.
It's really only the 16th.
The
I don't understand why.
When the episode drops because we niggas and it takes some time to edit.
Yeah. And also we work.
That too.
I don't really know. I just.
Working at the pyramid tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Yo, but.
I thought about it.
But that's what
I have truly thought about it.
Nigga, what?
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. But the thought is not me making actions behind it. I just, you know.
I'm going to smack the thought out your mouth.
But also, there's nothing wrong with women in that industry as well.
That's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with sex work.
But in this relationship.
Not my significant
I understand that. That's why I was like, in this relationship,
there's nothing wrong with sex work.
I get it.
Unless you're with Elijah and want to be single.
But.
Boop.
Also.
Boop it. Ooh, 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 that boop it. Bing, bang. Walla, walla, bing, bang. Go ahead. Get on your knees. Suck my teeny weeny thing thing.
Wait, did you just call your thing teeny?
Because I'm humble. I'm humble in
2020. Look at you keeping this thing.
Humble in 2020.
All 2020.
Not out here slinging wood. I'm out here slinging splinters.
So I feel like with you talking about, which I'm still kind of like harboring onto, Bernie dropping because he's going to drop dead. Like, when the fuck is Rihanna going to drop her fucking album? Like, and then, you know, another person? When is this, like, joint album with J. Cole and Kendrick going to release?
Yo, okay, here. This isn't even a hot take. Kendrick's going to retire by the end of the year.
Why do you say that?
I heard from sources.
You feel like because
Kendrick has an
after
album.
He has Black an Panther?
No. Kendrick has an album in the works that I've heard is, like, rock influenced.
Okay.
He's out. After that, Kendrick's out. I can guarantee he's done.
What the fuck for?
What else does he have to contribute? Kendrick is always trying to push the lines. Although it's not often well received, Kendrick pushed the lines in the commentary of what hip hop is.
Yeah.
And so after he dives into this rock world, he's gonna flood the market like he did last time with Damn. And then he might drop like a mix. He might drop, you know, some singles here and there.
Yeah.
Do a quick tour. And then Kendrick's gonna be done. He's gonna end on a high note. Because if you think about it, who else is up there with Kendrick? Cole.
Yeah.
Cole is pretty much on his way out. He's trying to build a legacy with his record label.
Absolutely.
Drake.
And that's very apparent because he will be dropping what? Dreamers 3 Deluxe in the next, what, hour and a half?
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
Drake's going to be the Jay-Z. He's going to feed off of what's happening in the present to continue to live on for
multiple
years, you know, because Jay-Z is not a chameleon, but he knows the game and he studies the game. And so he sees what's hot and he builds on it. That's what Drake's going to do. So Drake's going to be on for a while. Wale is like the known unknown in that group. Wale's on his way out very soon because Wale still subscribes to like the old.
Are we sticking to this like freshman class of not like even the 2009, 2010?
We are, but I'm saying like the people who have been consistent.
Okay.
You know?
That makes sense.
So it's just people are on their way out. Kendrick is seeing the trend. I think they're all understanding that they were part of that immediate shift and where hip hop happens so quick. Music drops so fucking quick. And so they're like, yo.
He's also been in this thing for like 10 years.
He's been in it for a while. Yeah. And so I think they're all understanding of like, yo, at a very certain point, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because music doesn't live forever now. Because it's so rapid.
That's so true.
That I have to build a legacy and get the fuck out.
It's like Windows. It's like 97, 03. And, you know, it's just too much. It's too much. Where I'm like, I can't keep up. Wait, so I have to do like my fingerprint ID, or I have to do now my eye ID or my eyes, whatever.
Your eye ID?
Retina.
Your retinal scan?
Yeah, like it's so much. And I can understand why you feel like, okay, I just need to just find a place where I'm like, I know where the fuck I am and just drop.
But with that, you like you said, Rihanna, you think Rihanna's really gonna drop the album?
I just feel like
Rihanna not doing shit. She
making bank. This is R9, R10.
What you mean?
Like this is, I think that's what she was planning on making, because she made a post that was like, oh, how I'm listening to R9 or R10 or something like that. I felt like she's probably on the same type of wavelength. She's like, all right, now this is gonna be my last album. Now I'm gonna do sexy wear, my makeup. I'm gonna bring on people, because also she's still like under Jay-Z.
She's still on Roc Nation?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's
for some reason I thought Rihanna just like had her own.
Her and the Brooklyn Nets are like right there.
Jay-Z sold his shares to the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, he did?
I think. Like a couple years, quite a few years ago.
Don't quote me.
I'm pretty sure he did. That's all right. Yo, on a Tickle Podcast, we don't fact check. If you want fact check, you can fact check this dick.
Yikes.
Sorry.
That's so rude.
If you're listening and you're, you know.
And I feel like that makes everything that we just said, like, not real.
I don't give a fuck.
No.
I don't give a fuck.
You know who don't give a fuck?
Who?
I think his name is Jim Avaz.
Gazoon tight.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
Gervais, yes.
Gervais. It's
who
like,
was on the, he was on.
He was on Office.
He was
Ricky
on the
Gervais,
UK.
He did the UK and he helped produce the.
Which I fucking love the US version of The Office.
I've never watched The Office.
Really?
Yeah.
With Steve Carell.
I know who's
like
on it.
Like all, just pretty much all of the greats that you can think of.
I know who's on it. I've never like watch maybe more than two or three episodes.
For one that went from a classroom setting into an office setting, I feel like that show would work so well for you.
It's like super
so
dry
well
humor.
For you.
It's so
but
slow.
It's so relatable where you're dealing with like coworker issues or just like talking to my boss. Oh, I'm dry snitching. Like dry snitching is a real fucking thing.
That's another thing that needs to be dead. We should have left in fucking 2019.
What's up?
Fucking working in an office. That shit's done. Like leave that shit alone. I'm sorry.
I feel like, you know what? It hasn't been a whole year since you've been in an office, and I kind of want to check in with you.
I don't
How
give
does
a fuck.
It feel?
No, no. Fuck that. Fuck
no,
the check-in.
I do.
I'm
going to
give you an honest opinion.
It's 2020.
It's 2020, and 2020 sucks so far. But listen, I'm trying to tell you, I got too much time on my hands to look at news. And when I look at news, I get depressed in
you
the
get depressed.
Office because shit fucking sucks. I need my time sucked away from students yelling and cursing me out and throwing desks
Absolutely.
Across the room.
I would agree.
I don't want
to
sit in a fucking office where I have more than enough time to realize how shitty the year has already been.
Okay.
But yo, like we said, 2020 vision means that your eyesight is clear, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see into your future and your future look bright, my nigga.
So dirty
That's
to me.
Right.
Stop. No, don't do that. Oh, that voice.
Oh, yeah. You want me to talk dirty
no,
to you?
No, no, no.
Yo,
anymore.
You're no longer listening to a Tangle podcast.
Not anymore, no.
You're no longer listening to a Tangle podcast. You're now listening to WMDNT. MRT and that. Midnight Radio. We're coming at you with all the sexy tunes for you to get those panties soaking.
Ooh, the way you even announce
it. Yo, you, that ASMR, shit. Mm-hmm. You know what ASMR is, right? No? It's where niggas like go on microphones and like it's completely silent and they like do weird shit and make sounds so that people they'll be like. That's just disgusting. It's like, so trifling. That's another thing that should have died in 2019.
Chewing some gum.
That's disgusting. Yeah. I'm taking that out because that shit sounds trifling
as fuck. Yeah, exactly.
That shit sounds trifling as fuck. All I'm saying is 2020 is some trash. And working in an office is trash. We need to leave that in 2019. We should have left that. I know we're like we're midway through the first month, but like, yo, fuck that. I'm trying to kick some shit back for real.
I feel that.
All y'all who've been posting this shit talking about, ooh, it's a new year and I'm ready to, you know, it's a new decade and I'm ready to just really move forward and grow. Nah, nigga, fuck that shit. We gotta reflect. Look at all the bullshit we had back then. Toss that shit to the side. Take a wet wipe. Cause all you niggas that still wiping with just regular toilet tissue in 2020, you a dirty booty nigga. You need to get left in 2019 as well.
You need to use a wipe.
That's right. I gotta put on the wet wipes for my shorty, son. Yes. So you need to get you a girl that gives you the motherfucking plug, yo.
Okay.
And if you a nigga that don't got wet wipes, or got what's the shit? The spray?
Poopery.
Poopery. If you ain't got neither of those, you a dirty nigga. And ladies, if you talking to a nigga that don't got none of those,
thank you.
You need to get the fuck around.
Okay.
Cause he gonna have whole, not even stains.
He gonna have some boo boo stains.
It's whole turds. He gonna have whole turds just resting, smiling at you.
You just decided not to wipe, like, period.
That's what I'm saying. He gonna poop and pull his drawers.
Drop and go. Oh my god.
It's 2020, bro. That means clear vision looking into your booty hole. Like, I should see the wrinkles.
Uncensoredness. Should see the wrinkles. But also, like, we got to tone it down just a little.
Looking at all the wrinkles.
Babe, not the wrinkles. Put your hand down.
Take the microphone from me.
Because no one, Jesus, never gave y'all niggas money.
No one. But all that to say, yes, Ricky Gervais called that shit.
Yeah. Yo, he had some great ass
bars.
Yeah.
So,
that, but that's what I like about, because like there's also like a Shameless UK version. There's also
I didn't know that.
You remember Skins? That was also on MTV.
Yeah.
They had a UK version. It actually started in the UK.
So this is what I'm saying. That's why Megan is thriving. She about to thrive out there in the UK. Nigga.
Absolutely.
Fuck all these hoes. But
there's truth to what he was saying.
Ricky Gervais was going in. Yeah. So for those who didn't know, Ricky Gervais was the host of the Golden Globes. I think he's hosted the second from
Kevin Hart, because, you know, Kevin Hart was supposed to.
Was it the Golden Globes that Kevin Hart was supposed to?
I think it was either the Golden Globes or the Oscars.
I think it was the Oscar.
He
had the Oscars.
All right, never mind.
But Ricky, he's hosted the Golden Globes like multiple times. And every time he'd be on his shit. So this time he was just like, nigga, I'm over it.
Yeah.
And I low key, that's another one that I want to trade. I want Ricky Gervais to the black community. I don't know who we trade.
Who do we give? You know what? Stacey Dash. She can get the fuck.
Stacey, I feel like she should have been gone. Yeah.
Stacey Dash.
Yo, real live, I might give Cory Booker. Fuck. We could give Cory Booker.
What? I mean, he's corny, but he's not like.
How you corny from North Jersey? That nigga from Newark.
He's not.
He from Newark.
I think he's still for the people. I just feel like.
I don't know. That nigga be pandering, bro. I felt more comfortable when Hillary Clinton pandered to us.
Oh, my God.
I'm being real. I'm sorry. That nigga makes me very uncomfortable. But anyway. Hillary 2020. Just kidding. That's a whole lie.
Yo, we're not doing this. This is too controversial. And I'm not supporting.
Don't take my drink. Give me that shit back.
Like, you but, had enough.
Ricky Gervais hosted the Golden Globes and was talking that good. Mm. So he called out, what's his name? Leonardo DiCaprio for always dating just turning 18-year-olds. You know when you go on when you're watching porn and like you be scrolling through. You be scrolling through trying to figure out what you about to watch.
Oh, okay.
You know, got your dick in hand. I got your fingers ready.
Okay.
Ready to tussle.
Okay.
And, you know, it'd be like, teen ready and willing and like all that bullshit.
Honestly, I'm
That's Leo.
I am going to be completely honest with you. Anytime I see anything with teen, I go, nope.
As you should. But Leonardo DiCaprio be like, click. Be like, lotion.
That's and so horrible. Talk about- That sound, I can't unhear it.
But you know who else does that?
Who?
Future.
Oh my gosh, no.
That this is
but also like no, seriously, how old is this Harvey girl?
Lori Harvey's then, like 23 maybe.
So I was listening to the radio like earlier this week and they were like, oh, so somebody had brought it up to Steve Harvey and was like, yo, you know your daughter is dating Future, and he was like, I don't know, never.
That's because I mean listen.
But I feel like for him to be the, I guess, hip-hop artist of Atlanta, and for Steve Harvey to be also in Atlanta often.
Where's Steve Harvey from?
He's from Ohio.
Oh, okay.
He's from Ohio.
That makes so much sense. That's why we'd have the suits with the 37
buttons.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's an Ohio player.
My family is from Ohio.
Ohio
all
players.
All the way to, like, my great-grandmother.
That makes so much sense.
These mother, you know, I'm not going
to
speak.
Keep it pushing. I'm not going to speak. Go back poorly. All right, so Lori Harvey.
Yes.
And her young ass.
So, like, her father acts like, oh, I have no idea who Future is. Like, Lord,
that nigga's a
up.
Lie, yo.
Yeah,
he
that's
knows
what I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's a lie.
I ain't researched, but I saw something earlier.
But I feel like that has nothing to do with him. You know what I mean?
I don't know. That's your daughter, bro. You have, your opinion matters. Your opinion matters. She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
She was just trying to play dumb. Like, oh,
but she can do whatever she wants. She an adult, but your opinion matters because that's your child and you should voice it. But also, he was right to not air that shit on public.
Yes. Because,
like, you don't need to spread that shit. That's just more bad publicity. Well, I mean, all publicity is good publicity, but, like, you don't need to talk about that shit.
He also has a lot of shit on his hands with Family Feud, Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And his fake mustache.
Stop it.
I remember when I found out that nigga's hairline was fake, and I cried.
Talking about the Steve Harvey
everything
show?
From Steve Harvey show on back, that nigga's hairline was fake. And I was like, dog, it's so crisp. I was hurt. That's some Ohio niggas. But this nigga Future's like almost 40. He's got to be like 38. How do you feel about that? Dating, like.
I have, and I'm just going to just leave it at family members that date younger women. It's like, oh, well, she's old enough. She knows, da-da-da-da. Like, she's over 21. She understands. But anything beyond 15 years, and who am I to judge, too?
No, I got you, but, like,
Who am I to judge?
We're alive. We're not even judging.
But
we just voicing our opinions. Go ahead.
Creepy.
Right?
Period. That's fucking creepy.
That's what I'm saying. That shit is weird.
I honestly think too, and this is just me being like a little biased. I think when women can do it, I think that's fucking sexy because it's like you are like an attractive, young looking woman that you can pull this like 20-something year old guy when you're like 40, 50, 60. You can pull this guy, but it's.
But the other way around is creepy. So here's what you bullshitting. I agree with you. Niggas, when they're talking to someone who's like half their age, it's manipulative.
Yes. That's what I'm
already
trying to
have
get at.
Power. You already have power over them because of the way that our world
mentally,
is
mentally you have power over
not
them.
Not even just because of the systematically the way that the world is set up, you as an older man have power over that person, over a younger woman, you have power over them. Like, in terms of like applying for jobs and all these other things, the way that
I've been there, done that.
The way that people view you, you have power over that person.
Yeah.
And for you to manipulate someone who, because women are much more mature than men. So if you're a fucking 25 year old woman, you're probably just as mature as a 38, 40-year-old man, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
But you now, based on your life experience, are susceptible to being, like, manipulated because this person has engaged with so many other people,
different walks of life.
Whether a professional world or a sensual, you know, intimate world. Have engaged with so many other people. And so now you're susceptible to just being manipulated and moving in their way. And so it's fucked up to like do that shit.
Yeah.
And it's just creepy. It's like, why would I want, what do you offer? If I'm 40 years old and I'm talking to a 22-year-old, what?
You're talking about from the woman's perspective, what do they offer or what does the if man
I'm,
offer?
If I'm a 40-year-old man.
The older person, what do they offer?
If I'm a 40-year-old man in a conversation with a 22-year-old person.
Stability, period. And then that younger person can offer them the fun and the ride of just like being
that's what I'm
so
saying.
Easy
at what does the younger woman offer me as a 40-something-year-old
It's just
man?
The feeling of being like, I'm cool with just riding the wave of just doing whatever.
But then,
they
nigga, you look stupid. Imagine going out to the club and with a 22.
Look, not to even put nobody out into like what I'm doing as far as my 9 to 5, but like these men that come in with like erectile dysfunction like issues, they have a lot of young women that come to their appointments
girl,
like,
hold
yeah,
on.
I just gotta get my blue pill real quick.
Hey, no, hold on. Stop that real quick because we about to try and get a sponsor. Yo, listen up, Blue Chew. If yo, cause nah, I'm talking, you gotta get that chew right. So Blue Chew, if you listening to the podcast, if not, I'm about to hit you up, I'ma DM you, I'ma whatever. Blue Chew is now like the
so
over the counter
version. Are they chewables Viagra?
It's the over the
counter. So it's like the candy, like the gushers of candy.
It's the over
the
counter
Viagra.
Of Viagra. So you don't got to get the prescription.
God.
But it's the same ingredients. So holla at us, Blue Chew, if you ready. We try and be rock solid. You know what
yo.
I'm trying to say?
Viagra, whenever you're ready, because a lot of people can't take your fucking horse pills, let's make them into chewables.
Or Cialis. Or like Flintstone Jones.
Yeah.
What could be?
They're cute when you wash it down. So
little Flintstone chewable dick hard gummies. And they could be they could be shaped like.
That's not okay.
Nah, they could be shaped like vaginas.
Baby, that's not okay.
They could be shaped like vaginas.
I was with you and then I was like, ah.
Nah, little chewable dick hard gummies. Okay. What's wrong with that? You just jealous because you ain't got no dick.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
No, I'm you're sorry. Right. I don't.
You don't want yeah. one. It's an ugly looking
it's a,
body
it's like
part.
An alien, like, ah!
It's disgusting.
Get it away!
If niggas send you a dick pic, like,
get
are
it
dick,
away!
Real quick, let me get your opinion. You think dick pics are attractive?
Fuck no. And an unsolicited one is even worse.
Dick pics are weird looking. Yo.
Even worse. Get that rubbery thing at that motherfucker.
How do you make a dick pic attractive? What can I do? Can I put all right, I got
honestly,
you. Hold on, wait. I got you. Can I put my journal with me writing about my emotions next to my dick pic?
Okay, so we're not drinking with our dick. And also
No
dick pic is great.
I'm not looking for great. We're looking for halfway decent.
So halfway decent, I feel like, yeah, just none.
So,
would be fine. All right,
so look.
Thank
because
you.
I feel like fully swole.
Thank you. Good night.
Fully swole dick is aggressive. So if I send like a
like
half,
if I see like something like Safari's dick, I'm just kind of like, wow.
Like I so if I send like a
big
half,
old dick.
If I send a halfway chubby. Next to
why do you keep saying that your dick is on chubbies?
No, like that's what it's called, a halfway chub. Next to like cook dinner and clean dishes, not next to it because you don't want your dick next to the food, but like in the background, would that work?
I think honestly, the motion with your dick is like pretty cool.
Okay,
but as far as like with your bills and with a home cooked dinner, I feel like that doesn't help. The situation.
What about
it
ooh,
still being
hold on.
An
no, no,
unsolicited
no, no,
dick?
No, because
I don't know.
What about a dick pic with clean folded clothes put away in the dresser drawer?
Oh,
yeah, that's
because
how we
that's
get
like kind of one upping on me. Like
yeah.
It takes me about 3 to 5 business days,
watch
not
out.
Even just
yeah.
like whole days, but business days to really fold my clothes after the dryer.
You with the shits, huh? All right, listen up, fellas. If y'all listening, this is your advice from Teddy. You need to wash her clothes. You need to fold them.
That's pretty.
You need to put them away.
But also, I'm not allowing or
it can't be unsolicited.
Pushing for this. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It can't be like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, hey.
What if, like, he was like, yo, babe, surprise.
I don't know why I'm talking like a valley guy. Like, hey.
What if he was like, yo, babe, surprise, I did the chores. And he was like, butt naked.
Ew.
with, like,
It's my tick in a box.
With your drawers open and all the clothes folded in. And he was like, I did your chores.
My gosh.
That would get you dripping.
It just depends on the dynamics of the relationship.
Okay.
So, if I'm like, I just met you and, like, I just got your number and just be like, look, I decided to buy you a whole bunch of, like, you know what? The 5 for $28 at Victoria's Secret. And here's my dick.
Oh, my God.
Then after that, I'm probably like,
and here's my dick.
Nope. That ain't doing it. But also, don't, like, keep your receipt.
Keep your receipt.
Like, keep your receipt.
Yo.
Because the 5 for $28 is pretty nice.
Hey, you know what? Never mind. That's for a later episode. Y'all, so it's a motherfucking Entangled podcast.
We did that shit.
It's
been 50-something minutes.
Hey, don't be counting. Don't be clocking me, cuz. Yo, this is the first episode of the decade. This is the first episode of 2020. And although 2020 has been a little bit of a struggle, we wish you nothing but peace and prosperity, love and light.
Yeah.
Because this is, as much as we joke, this is an opportunity for your continued growth. And we wish that everybody move forward and grow within their realm, yo.
Yeah.
It's a motherfucking Entangled podcast.
We out here.
That's right.
Choose your hoes wisely. Drink your water with your thirsty ass.
Eat that butt from the back. We out this bitch.
Sure.
Brr, 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 brr. Booyaka, booyaka, booyaka. It's your boy Chet. We out now.
It's a bumba. Da, 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 da. It's the bum bum.